Attorneys for Samere Abraha say the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency has violated the basic principles of due process by refusing to release the 32-year-old. He's been held in both Wisconsin and Illinois jails since February. Abraha fled Eritrea in the fall of 2002 after being imprisoned and tortured for refusing to speak out against a group advocating democratic reforms in his country. He spent time in a Sudanese refugee camp and finally made his way to Chicago this year, where he asked for political asylum. Milwaukee attorney Andrew Frank says tomorrow's hearing could finally result in his release.
He has a brother in Minnesota who came to the United States a long time ago as a citizen, essentially came into the country very similar to Mr. Abraha, and if his asylum application is granted, his brother said that he would, you know, house him and try and find work for him and support him until he gets on his feet.
Frank says immigration officials interviewed Abraha in March and determined he has well-founded reasons for seeking asylum, but did not release him. Frank says Abraha was told he was being held while officials tried to find out who helped him get into the U.S. in the first place.
Mr. Abraha has not been interviewed or approached or talked to about how he got into this country, except for when he first got in here, although that was their reasoning for why they were continuing to hold him.
A spokeswoman for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, declined to comment on the case while it's still under review. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.